what's going on, my friends? It's Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary. And you guessed it, yet another amazing guest this morning. We have Michael and Katrina, who are on this morning, who have been going through our education, found us here, and have taken this knowledge and these skill sets into a unique niche of short-term rentals and Airbnb. And we're really excited to hear their story. I want you to remember, if you're new to the show, all of our guests here are people who are simply customers of our education. That's it. They're not gurus. They're not outside hired, paid actors or interviewers. There's no benefit to them to come on here and share their story. Like, we didn't pay them. We're not doing JV promotions with them. They're simply just coming on to share their experience and give back to all of you in the community about their experience. How did they make it work? What are some of the things they had to overcome? What are you going to also need to expect if you're going to want to build a successful business? The mindset stuff, some of the judgments and criticisms you may get from people, whether that be friends and family or out in the marketplace. What are some of the limiting beliefs they had to overcome in order to be successful? What have they had to persevere through you wouldn't have known about if you weren't in their inner conversations between the two of them and inside themselves? As well as, what has this been able to do for them? How are they utilizing these skills to build a more unique business that gives them more of the things that they want? And so with that being said, let's get right into it. All the way from the mountains, actually outside in the mountains, Michael and Katrina, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Dave, thanks for having us on. And yes, even though it's mountains here, it's actually snowing outside like crazy. This is spring up in Canada for us.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yes, I literally thought backstage that they were camping, but they're not. It's just a really cool photo, and they've got the camera perfectly positioned. So, Michael, Katrina, whichever one wants to start off first, what motivated you to want to have an online business in the first place?
Well, it's been quite the journey, Dave. So I guess to give you the 30-second soundbite on us. So we actually started our short-term rental management company and everything we do with online education about 5.5 years ago. So I used to work in finance. I was a currency trader. So I was one of these guys that worked in a downtown office tower with all the wiggly,
screens
and stuff like that. So, and I actually really liked what I did for a living. I thought it was really unique. But it was just crushing the amount of hours, like 50, 60, 70 hours a week were pretty routine in that line of work. And Kat worked for a local municipality in economic development.
Used to help businesses get started, make sure they're situated, had all the right resources. So actually getting into coaching was such an incredible transition, just coaching online for our short rental business. But it was the same thing, super long commutes, being tied to a desk, being capped for income.
Yeah.
But really it was Michael that, came across the opportunity for short-term rentals, Airbnb managing other people's property to build up a portfolio, which was incredible.
Yeah.
And we started doing that back in actually October 2018.
Yeah. So our first listing, we went live in October. We grew to 12 properties in our first year while we were still working. And then since then we've scaled that up to a portfolio of nearly 65 units. We have a couple pending right now, it's been quite the ride, you could say.
That's wonderful. That's one. So what, I'm sure there's some people thinking here, how did Legendary help you guys? How did you use these skills that we teach here at Legendary to help your business endeavors? Make that connection for us.
Totally.
Yeah. So, I mean, for us, we have a coaching and training business for short-term rentals. And the biggest thing for us, which was a little bit different, because with our Airbnb and short-term rentals, we can go have a conversation with the landlord, anything local. It's a little bit different of a marketing strategy. But for our coaching is, how do we get our coaching out there? How do we get the word out there? How do we start to market ourselves? And this was very different space for us because we had coached quite a number of students, but we wanted to really get the word out there further. And so being omnipresent, this is where I came across Legendary, because you guys had it all. And I saw your program. It wasn't just, okay, we just teach, you know, Facebook, or we just teach Instagram, we just teach, it was everything. And that was exactly the gap in our coaching program where I had found you guys online. I said, oh my goodness, I'm like, we literally need help in all these areas, and they have it covered in all these areas. And I think, which was an incredible experience and customer journey coming into your program, I said, oh, these guys got it dialed in. Like, this is even, it was just such a breath of fresh air coming in, being like, even we could really look to our customer journey coming in and how are they experiencing our program. Like, it was really nice to see how you guys have structured it.
Absolutely.
Michael, what about you? Answer to that question. I mean, just a different perspective, anything to add, follow up on? She said it perfectly, but just give you a chance.
Well, it was kind of happenstance how it happened, because like at the, what happened last year. So we were working with a sales agency to help us promote and market our coaching program. And initially it started off very well, but then we quickly discovered that they weren't very open to feedback or hearing any of our suggestions. And, you know,
like they were handling like our sales, they were handling our marketing. It was a bunch of ad spend. And it was all out of house. And
I got you.
And it was a great experience in the beginning and then ended up not being. So
we had months where we kind of went like this, and then very soon it went like that. And we said, guys, we really need to, this doesn't work. They picked it back up, and then quickly it just went like that. And then it was
a roller coaster. It was so stressful.
Yeah.
So you wanted to learn the skills to do it yourself. And if you ever outsourced your marketing and sales to somebody else again, you wanted to better know how to manage them, guide them to, you know, I've always said this, this kind of is a great, this is a great example. I've always said that in order to manage or outsource something to somebody, you need to first have done it yourself and been successful at it.
Yeah.
So you can know what to expect, what you want, what you're paying for, and even tell them exactly what you want done. I've often even found, certainly there's a time and a place for experts who can do things you can't do. Look, I mean, that's proven in almost every industry. But in marketing, a lot of times, if you have no idea what you're doing, how to run a Facebook ad, somebody can come in, like you said, and say, oh yeah, I got that. Yeah. And $100,000 later in ad spend, they tested it. They were testing, right?
Yeah.
And then you get this whole marketing as a test spiel. And you would have found that out on your own, marketing as a test, if you would have tried yourself and then either gotten results using a specific system, or at least gone in knowing what to expect and been able to better say, this is our budget, or this is the things that we're willing to test or give more guidance. I love, so you guys got back to saying, we're gonna A, learn how to do this ourselves before we outsource again, and B, I would assume take advantage of some of the free marketing strategies that are actually available out there that cost $0, which is creating content and creating valuable marketing messaging out on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. Am I hitting the nail on the head here?
I think you're just speaking our story. It's almost identical. And what's really different too is our best clients honestly come from organic type marketing, what you're saying.
Yeah.
So like, there you go.
Yeah.
Interview done, that's it.
It's true. Wow. And this is how marketing has shifted over the past few years. Is there was a time not too long ago where ads were everything. And I tell you, I've been in this marketing space for 13 years.
Yeah.
The online marketing space. And there was a time 5 years ago to where everybody was obsessed with Facebook ads.
Yeah.
There was no short form. You couldn't go viral on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok. You could only reach the people you were friends with.
Yeah.
Or who followed you. So everybody was obsessed with Facebook ads, for example. And now you rarely hear about that. still a thing, but in the coaching courses event space, you don't hear about it as much.
Yeah. Well, and I think what's really different is like you're warming up that client instead of being such a cold lead coming in. They're drinking your content. You have a schedule. You're right. There's education, but it's also entertainment. But they're able to really start understand. Like for what we do, I mean, we teach and coach people how to get into Airbnbs and short-term rentals without owning property. It's a very different type of skill set, and it takes time for people to understand.
Yeah.
So what I find with this style of marketing and this type of education, they're not cold coming off the street. They're really, you know, being part of that community, understanding we have like live streams happening, like everything. And they're really like being part of that community. And then it's such a warm lead. They're like, okay, now I'm ready to go. Like, let's go. So that's a different style of marketing. And that's why we really started going down this route. And I think the biggest thing I think a lot of people are seeing, it's not a silver bullet. We've been coaching for a very long time, but marketing is a beast in itself. Like I've been on my social media creating 3 Instagram videos a day for almost 3.5 months. Like that was a big shift for me, being creative, being different, like having to retrain the algorithm. It's not an easy thing, but it's good when you have a guideline and those expectations of, you know, and someone that raised their hand on one of my posts from January just signed up like last week. Sometimes that's the sales cycle. It can take like 3 months for it to go through, but they were in the community and I consistently posted, and that's the difference with it.
Yeah. Love it. And absolutely, is exactly what you're doing is exactly what we kind of teach people to do, which is also taking an expertise and turn it into some sort of an information product. And so you all discovered, and it wasn't even something, this is also what I want people to hear, is that you both had jobs completely separate and totally outside of this Airbnb path. Yeah. And the power of entrepreneurship is that you try something, you test something. And oftentimes the best businesses grow from a simple test or an accident of trying something. The entrepreneur spirit is about taking the risk and trying. Testing. I've been doing entrepreneurship and teaching entrepreneurship in some way, shape, or form for over a decade. And it's all about testing. It's all about taking the risk. Sometimes you put the money down for the franchise. Sometimes you use a couple of low to no cost tools to set up and you start selling a coaching program. And it's optional to get additional education as to how to grow that. But you guys tried the Airbnb thing. It ended up being a hit. You ended up taking off with it, unbeknownst to you, right? It's like, oh shit, this is working, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
And then because here's where you can create multiple streams of income from the same business or same kind of field, is that, wow, we got this dialed in. We have now this specific expertise. Mm-hmm. We're going to teach other people the business of Airbnbs and of short-term rentals. Yeah. And so we're going to start a coaching program. And wow, okay, here's a whole nother new challenge about how to, you know, and you guys said we were getting pretty good at coaching, but ooh, lots of good products have sat on the shelves over the years because the owner of the product didn't know how to market it. And so, we need some new, because the way we marketed Airbnbs and short-term rentals is different than the way we're going to market a course or coaching program online. Enter Legendary Marketer. Oh, wow. They've got some skill sets and some courses and some education we can take to learn how to take that coaching program and actually get it out there in front of people and get them interested. And here we are. Here we are. So what's that process of going through that education here, going through the challenge? I mean, starting there, you all are enrolled in our blueprints, it looks like. It seems like you've really taken this seriously, gone all in. What was that experience of being new at this and kind of going through this curriculum, also compared to other things you may have done in the past? What's that experience been like for you? What stands out to you?
Yeah, so we're not maybe new to understanding that coaches and mentors are one of the best way to spring ahead. Like yeah. that is one of the best things. One thing I think with Legendary that I was most surprised with is like just the plethora of information, you know, the updates that you guys have, even since I've been in the program for the last, I think since early January, you guys have had a few updates already on some of the blueprints. And it's like, you get that access automatically, which has been incredible. But like, I think what's really neat is you bring subject matter experts in each one of the fields and bring a part of your training. It's like, you know, of course you go into each one area like Instagram or Facebook, but you also have the people that are doing incredible with it, part of the program too. And, you know, what they're training, their expertise and what's working for them. So I really appreciated that as part of the program. And yeah, with the blueprints, I mean, you guys done for you funnels, like what's working, the different structures. And for us, I mean, we're in a different situation. I mean, we have like a CTO in-house, right? We have like a, you know, a chief technology officer. So I'm like, hey, can you just implement this funnel? It's a little bit different. And we already had a lot of that background, but it was, you had it there. That was the difference to use. And it's like, it's already set, like it's like in a way kind of, I don't want to say dummy proof, but it's there, right? Like that's incredible. That amount of value you don't see in that level. So one thing you kind of touched on, which I think was incredible, you're like, I've been doing this for 13 years and you have to try something and it might not work. Instagram, so I've really been focusing on Instagram. I find it to be a very tough beast, but I know there, once I hit gold, it will be gold there. Like, and it's, we've already had 6 clients from it. Like, it's incredible, but it's not an overnight thing, for sure not, but it's consistency is getting it out there. But I think once you really hit it, it's going to be incredible. We're already seeing, like I said, someone from January from one of my posts said, commented on my post, they got our information, and then here they are in the sale. Like, it takes that time. So I want to, and I know that mentally, but like, you know, to actually go through it and that consistency, that's the difference. And something you said earlier about business, you got to try it, but you have to not give up. Like, that's the, like, keep effing going. Like, you can't stop. Like, that's entrepreneurship in general. Like, that's what we coach and train our students on. But to even do it personally is like, okay, I was like, I'm doing 3 videos a day. I'm putting myself out there. Some of these videos are ridiculous, but like, they're hitting. Like, my video took 2 seconds to post. I was like, I'm not even gonna post this. It went viral. It's like a dumb video. I was like, I don't even want to post this. And like, I just got to do it. And it, like, I almost fell over. I actually sprained my foot doing it. And literally, it's one of my best videos. I'm like, it's incredible. It's like, but you have to keep going. Yeah. So that's our experience in a nutshell.
Yeah. It's so interesting to have to, and I love your perspective. This shows what it takes. You all even teach business and Airbnb entrepreneurship or short-term rental entrepreneurship. And yet, A, you are willing to humble yourself to be coached and understand the value of education and coaching. Every great athlete, every great actor, every great CEO, every great, most great professionals have all had coaches. A team is incomplete without a coach. You think about Final Four. I don't know if anybody's watching any of that right now, but the coaches are just as big of a part of the team as maybe in professional sports. You know, they play a little bit of a different role, but it's still, they're the leader of the team. You know, college, man, these coaches are like moms and dads, man, on the team. I mean, and you got to think about, if you're coaching new people at something, they're also childlike, not in their maturity level, just in their journey of learning that particular skill set that you're teaching. And doing it, what I've learned is the best coaches and the best experts also stay sharp, also remain coachable, also have, you got to know when to be the leader and you got to know when to be the listener. You know,
100%. Yeah, exactly.
Like, you have to, like, you're gonna remain stagnant. The only constant is change. Like, you have to be able to take it in, understand, you're right, be humble, right? But also, it's like, if you're not, and you're not being able to take that in, you're gonna lose out. Like, I am definitely not a marketer, and we knew it was a gap, and I'm like, of course, I'm gonna listen, but I also, it's uncomfortable. Like, I had to try to do these things and put myself out there. Like, I got some criticisms. Like, I definitely got some criticisms out there. Like, the internet is not a friendly place sometimes, but the majority, it's always the law of averages. The majority of people loved it. It's always like the little people, it doesn't get rid of, you know, it doesn't,
yeah.
You have to, that's the mindset too, because the internet, you're going to put yourself out there. You're probably going to piss off some people, right? But that's okay, because you know what? The majority of the people need to hear your message. And it's like, don't, we tell our students all the time, don't keep your business a secret.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And like, we have to like follow our own advice, and that's us being uncomfortable and doing something different and doing something different with our marketing.
Well, that's a great, how many people does that resonate with who are listening right now? Because we're speaking to, you know, a lot of people who are in, they may have even bought something here, but they still are in that contemplation mode, or they're in that phase where they're out of contemplation mode. They've made a decision to kind of do this, but they still are afraid to let people know they're in business. And say it again one more time, Katrina, you can't
keep your business a secret. Please don't. Like, some people are waiting for you. And if you keep your business a secret, like, it's a disservice to them, because you're quiet. You're holding it to yourself, and it's not benefiting anyone.
And I mean, like, we firmly believe that everyone on this planet has something of value to offer. But if people don't know about it, you know, they're not going to get the benefit of what it is that you do and what you bring to the world. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't look at the naysayers. They're going to crap on your idea, because I mean, as Katrina mentioned,
people are mean. It's a very small portion, and I'm not trying to scare anyone, but that's the thing. It's the law of averages. The average people are incredible. They're cheering me on. They're saying, this is incredible. They're finding value. And I can see it in the insights and the stats of my marketing.
Yeah.
Right. People are saving my posts. They're sharing the posts. They're interacting. Like, people are finding value.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to keep producing. And even if they don't take our training, coaching, or anything like that, at least they're finding value and getting a little bit ahead. Like, I'm doing something for the world that's producing. Right. Yeah. It's good.
And even with those people too, like, there's features on these platforms where it's called block and delete. And then you can just, you don't have to listen.
I know, right?
It's crazy, right?
Crazy.
So anyways,
what an interesting
concept. And I report them too.
Yeah,
I'm that person. Well,
if you're bullying, you should. I mean, if somebody's bullying and being hateful, that's against every social media terms and service. You cannot bully and be hateful. So let's talk a little bit about you kind of getting your content out there and what you've kind of implemented, what's worked for you. There's lots of strategies. There's lots of platforms. You mentioned Instagram. You're kind of right now focused on that. Give us a couple of things that you've learned about Instagram, things that you've tried that haven't worked, things that you've done that have worked, so we can understand a little bit of your experience here and learn from it.
Yeah. So, I mean, we do our coaching together, but we, with the marketing side, we kind of, you know, divide and conquer. So I'm mainly focusing on the Instagram side. Michael focus on the Facebook side. Mm-hmm. And then together we're doing the YouTube side. So, and then we have email marketing as well.
Yeah.
So as part of it. So I think that's kind of, and I TikTok, it's getting there, that'll ramp up really from here. So, I mean, our whole thing is being more omnipresent. Really from before, it was just so maybe some history as well. Yeah. Like, we used to be on some YouTube channels and we got great clients from that, right? And so that's why we want to build that, but in-house again.
Yeah, so like, we previously were guests on other people's channels and we actually got a lot of clients from that.
That's
but
great.
Then a lot of those different avenues kind of dried up. So then we're just like, okay, well, let's
build, you know,
it just seems to be a sign from the universe that it's like, you guys need to really learn and master these skills on your own rather than relying on others to, you know,
to put
dinner on your plate, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So the Instagram side has been a journey, but I think the biggest thing and biggest learning from it is, like, people are raising their hands saying, hey, I want more information. The engagement side of it, that was what I had to kind of figure out, because these are people that want support. I'll do a post and say, comment how or something, right? And for us, I mean, we're super into like the technology. I don't say super into technology side. It's very easy, like, once you get it, but it's like, we use ManyChat, like, you know, just use the automations with it. Like, you know, you can automate this stuff. as well. And our flow, a lot of it we had set up, but we have like a masterclass, a free masterclass that we do, like the funnel to go through. And it's kind of that automated side to it, to be honest. But just starting conversations with people, that's where the sales are made, right? Just have a conversation, be active. If people are landing on your page, you have to have posts, like recent posts, you have to have stories. Because this is what happened with the agency. We had nothing. And people would land on our page and they're like, is this legit company? There's no social media. Like, they haven't posted for half a year. So it's a very different experience when they're talking to us now, because we're so active and we're doing our own marketing. It's not anyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. And even if they've seen something from you or you have chatted with them, they then go sign up for your masterclass, which is essentially your kind of free training with a pitch at the end. For your probably to apply to maybe speak to you about your coaching.
To book a call. Yeah.
Like, exactly. To book a strategy session, and we'll have a call from there and see if they're, you know, a good fit. But it's like it's an hour and a half. We need to change some of our things, but it's like an hour and a half masterclass. It's a long masterclass.
Yeah, we're in the process of making some updates right now.
Well, long is not always bad. Long sells too. It's just, are they staying? They staying on the map? One of the stats that we always look at is in our Wistia account, which is the video hosting account that we use. They'll tell you where people are dropping off, or if they're not, if they're dropping off, a large majority of people are dropping off halfway through. Yeah, there's something at that particular point that's getting them to lose interest, or maybe it's too long. Oftentimes I find it to be they lost interest. If you're not keeping them engaged and delivering valuable edutainment, then because people will sit through hour long, videos, Netflix series, things of that nature, that's how your funnel works essentially, is that you're offering a free guide. And that guide, then on the landing or the thank you page of giving away that guide, there's a bonus offer to register for a masterclass.
So really, like, they can register. So we're always collecting emails is the biggest thing. Like, we always want to collect that. So our masterclass will go through, it's about an hour and a half to go through that. So it'll be sent to their email. And then if they want to learn more, they can schedule a pro bono free strategy session with our team and see, if this is really the right fit of what they're looking for. If they've gone through that entire masterclass, like, we go through our strategies in there. We say, this is how you do it. It's the what, but not the how, of course, when you're looking at, but there's a lot of detail in there too. It's very educational. Like, it's just changing, like, has some big mind shifts in there that you can build this business without owning any property. And hundreds of our students have done it too, right?
Yeah.
And then we have a free strategy session, and then they can come into our program from there.
Yeah. So that makes sense. So I just want everybody to understand the difference there of how a free masterclass can be used as a lead magnet rather than giving a free PDF guide or something away. People, you can collect email addresses a few different ways. We teach this in the blueprints, kind of these different ways you can give away a free PDF or guide or ebook. You can offer a free training or a free masterclass. So that free training doesn't have to be a webinar. It can just be a 5, 10, 15, 20 minute video that is a free training session, right? Free live streaming training session. And that literally is a video that sits there in on every funnel builder out there. You can have a delay where 15 minutes, whenever you want the button to pop up down below the video, it does. So the button is not a distraction, the button to book a call, the button to buy something. And there's also automated software that you can use for webinars that can tend to be a little bit more complicated for new people. Do you all use that? Do you use an automated webinar software? Do you just plant that 2-hour video right on the thank you page?
Yeah. So in our case, we use Go High Level for our system. So, and our funnel builder. So, when people opt in, we have the video, it just plays on its own.
But we first collect the email.
They watch the class, and then, like you said,
About halfway through, the
halfway through
pops
or something, the button pops up. You know, they book the call and you know they talk with their team. And
but we have like a survey. It's almost like an application process, 100% what you were saying. We want to make sure it's the right fit. So you actually cannot buy our program as a course. We only do coaching and training. It is the course online once you get in, but that's very. So ours is a little bit different that way too. We don't just sell a course. Like it's mentorship, right? Of what we have. So it's very intentional. That's why it was a little bit different with our marketing. We're not just trying to get people through anyone. It's like very intentional who we want to coach and someone that's really ready to change your life. So we work very specifically with people coming through. So you can't go online and buy our course. It's just our coaching. So that's why it's a little bit different with our marketing of anyone coming through. It's like, I mean, it's a high ticket program for sure, but it's a lot of value and it's only coaching really coming through.
Yeah, no, understood. I've done these sort of coaching offers for 13 years. So I'm very familiar. And I think that just, you know, giving people who are listening ideas of how to kind of implement something like this, you know, more easily are some of the things that are coming up for me right now, because, you know, to you, the technology is simple. To somebody just, you know, who has been doing affiliate marketing for a period of time, who wants to get into coaching, or who just wants to take their expertise. Maybe they're a therapist. They have a specialty. Maybe they're maybe they have some expertise in real estate. Maybe there's something else that they know, marketing, et cetera. And, you know, I just want everybody to know you can start even by selling something all throughout the month. I had this beautiful funnel that I used to run for network marketers, teaching them how to market online. And I sold a couple of lower ticket courses throughout the month, and there would be a free bonus once they got done going through the funnel and purchasing, that they could book a call. And we would help them kind of personally map out a marketing strategy. And that was a great lead magnet for them to get on the phone, right? Now, we would also disclose that on the call, we're going to kind of map that out for them with like a funnel software diagram thing, which that can even be done just in any kind of where you could move shapes around, even in Keynote or whatever. But we would say, we'll map that out for you. And then you can either have us help you implement that on a day long workshop, or you can take that plane and go and implement it yourself. And it got tons of people to book calls. Almost everybody wanted to book a call because we were offering something so valuable versus just a strategy session. And I'm kind of, you know, secretly kind of, you know, speaking to you guys, guys eat the meat and leave the bones, right? Because I've got a lot of years of getting people to, come through funnels and then offering call, you know, setting and strategy session style calls where something's offered on the call. And, you know, So we would get on the call and then we would map that out for 20 or 30 minutes, figure out what their kind of goals were. Usually everybody's goals were pretty much the same. Story was just always different. And so you listen to a little bit of the story, a little bit of the goals, say, okay, let's map this out. I think this will work for you. Usually it was the similar style approach.
Yep. Yep.
And just a bit of customization to them and their story and making sure they understand it. Then we would actually offer a 1-day workshop. This workshop would be live, man. This workshop, and we sold it for $1,000, right? Sold it for $1,000, right?
Wow. A 1-day workshop.
A 1-day Zoom workshop.
Wow.
Right?
So they would get on one Saturday of the month. Instead of all this, because when you do coaching programs, part of the problem with coaching programs is that you're kind of tied to people forever. And if they quit, it then becomes your problem or if they're not implementing, it's kind of your problem because you got to be there to catch all the kind of, you know, it's hard for people to take responsibility for their own success, right? So when you enter into a long-term coaching, these are not professional athletes who are the highest, you know, hardest workers in the world. You know, you don't know somebody's work ethic. So if you enter into these 3 month, 6 month, 12 month coaching or mentoring relationships, you're going to have a lower success rate. It's just because most people are not going to implement. It's just the facts, right? Yeah. And so we would do these 1 day workshops for a reasonable high ticket fee, but it was still well worth it to them. No complaints. Never anybody who was dissatisfied. People were always blown away because on that Saturday from 9 to 4 p.m., we would walk them through setting up the pieces that they need, you know. And then we would offer a free Facebook group there might be more opportunities to get a couple of follow-up sessions. You can add on a la carte things, right? But if somebody's not going to implement that, right, then there's no reason to continue to work with them or for them to work with you because they didn't implement the first thing. And so I just want to give people a perspective of getting into your own coaching or mentoring offer, because that's the four things we teach here, how to sell information online, the courses, coaching, events, or masterminds. And you can hybrid these pieces together as well. And that's what I was doing in that network marketing offer. And I loved that. That was one of my favorite. I mean, because I have network marketing experience and I know how hard it is and how people are told to go chase their friends and family and all this crap. I mean, I was teaching people how to generate leads online and they loved it. But that particular style, I was combining courses, live coaching with a live event, right? Mm-hmm. So it was a hybrid of sorts. And delivering all of the value on one day, so they were getting everything that they paid for. So the delivery of the offer was also completely delivered on one day, right? Mm-hmm. Anyways,
I love it. Because that helps filter it further, right? You're like, are these people, can they keep going, right? That's how you're going to get the best.
Yeah, part of our plan for this year is we do know that there's we do need to have a lower ticket funnel just to bring people in, and they get to know us first before they ascend to the different levels of what we can and deliver for them. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And Monty, one day. I mean, again, Michael and Katrina have some experience and they have a little bit more of a dynamic, skill set because they've been doing it for a while. But everybody, you can get started even with a coaching or a live event offer without even having created anything or having anything that, right? Because they pay you to teach it in one day. So I want to give people the perspective of what you can get to, also how you can start. And one of my favorite things about digital courses and coaching is that people will pay you to create it for them, right? So pay you to teach them, pay you to actually create a product for them. So again, in that example I just gave, they're paying all through the month. And then on the Saturday at the end of the month, we deliver live right in front of them. And then then on the next day or the first week of literally the next day, we start selling for the next month. Right.
Wow.
Oh, I can't attend that one. No problem. Attend next month's and I'll send you the replay. Right. So you've got flexibility there. Again, one of my favorite funnels, coaching funnels, and something that gives all of you listening, just a different perspective, and maybe Michael and Katrina, you guys can take a little meat away from that bone as well. What have you both learned about yourself through this journey? What have you learned also about each other?
Well,
that's a loaded question. How long do you have?
Well, I would say
10 more minutes.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few things I can say on that. So I would say entrepreneurship is definitely not for everybody. But what I would say is that it is, bar none, the best personal development program you could possibly ever put yourself on, because there's just so many challenges and obstacles that you have to, like, you know, when people, sometimes we get on the phone with folks and they think that if they achieve a certain income level or a certain financial status, that that's somehow going to wipe away all of their problems in the world. And look, money does fix a lot of things. Let's be clear on that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've obviously seen the benefit of that ourselves, of course, but that,
yeah.
That being said, I always say it is the best personal development program you can put yourself on, because if you can overcome those challenges and you can overcome those obstacles, like who we've become over the last 5.5 years we've been doing that, even if like the business got wiped out, the money went away.
We had to start from absolute scratch.
It'd be like,
okay,
for sure. that would be majorly inconvenient, yeah, in the short run, but it's like, we could do it again.
Yeah.
We could make it happen.
Like, it's entrepreneurship is a big mind shift. Like, yeah, once you kind of understand really that, like, you can take any business and start building it up, which is an incredible thing. Like what we do with our short-term rentals, our Airbnbs, with our coaching, like we can really build that up in any kind of marketing niche. Like it is a skill set. Being an entrepreneur is a skill set, right? And you can be applied to different areas and different niches, which is really incredible. But I guess to your question of working together, it's very different because, yeah, we are husband and wife.
Yeah.
We actually just had a baby a year ago as well. Yeah. So being new parents as entrepreneurs,
yeah,
that is, if anyone wants to say, like, if you are a parent, you can be an entrepreneur, because, oh, yeah, like to be completely honest, we've been entrepreneurs for 5-6 years, and yeah, it's hard. Being a parent is hard. Let's just be honest. It was a little bit of a shock to our system, yeah. Because, you know, it's, yeah, it's, the baby is the priority, as it should be, but she's incredible. It's been,
yeah,
an amazing journey, but trying to balance both the baby and entrepreneurs was very different. But yeah, it was, I don't know. It's like, it's,
I mean, I would say what I've learned working very closely with my wife for the last 5 years is that you got to be really careful when you're building a business together, in the sense that, like, sometimes it can become this all-consuming entity where it's all you think about, it's all you talk about, it's just everything at 24/7. You got to put yourselves on the calendar, because if you're not prioritizing the relationship, then there is no relationship. It's just,
you gotta put boundaries up. I'm a big boundary person.
Yeah.
Like, we always eat dinner at the table, we always put phones away. Like, there's certain boundaries. We always are there for our daughter, we always pick her up. Like, you know, there's certain things, it's like their operation, no other option. Like, you have to do that.
Yeah, but some stuff you think is so important to get done that specific day, and sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't, but a lot of the times it's like, it's actually okay if it doesn't get done right now.
It's perfectly fine
to go spend a couple hours with your kid, put them down for bed, and then if you have to check back in, that's okay too, right? But you got to prioritize the relationship. Like, we still go on date night once a week. And that's been really healthy for us. That's been really good. So
yeah. Very, very true. Very true. It can be a building a business with a spouse, you know, is an interesting thing. And I love that you guys are prioritizing your date nights. I love that you're going through this chapter of, you know, parenthood as well as entrepreneurship. you're right. You know, and what I realized about why it was easier to do business stuff than it was to be a parent, especially in those early stages, is because I'm going to say something that's going to rattle some of your limiting beliefs here. Mm-hmm. But, and I mean everybody listening, you can actually control your business. You can actually control that environment. Whereas you cannot control another human being, especially a newborn or a infant or a toddler. And if you think you can control an infant or a toddler, you haven't had one ever or for a while, and you forgot, right? You know how grandma comes in and has, well, grandma, you forgot. It's been 30 years. Okay. That doesn't work. Okay. Okay. Just let me be the debt. You go on with giving all the advice you want, but share it with your friend, because I'm in the trenches with this little thing, and it ain't doing what the heck I'm telling it to do. Right? You got to learn to negotiate. I negotiate with my 3-year-old son more than any negotiations I've ever done in my business.
Yeah.
I mean, persuading, selling. I mean, it is a, he's, and I'm talking about even as far as when we're reading a book, and I, every night we do one parenting tip for you guys. Routine, yeah. routine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Same routine every single night. They'll sleep through the night. And if the routine, but if the routine gets off, expect there to be some wake ups. But anyways, my son, every night we read a book. Okay. Here we read a book. We sing songs, the same songs. Now, because we were getting into five songs, I've actually, I do one verse from each song. So Wheels on the Bus, Row Your Boat, Daddy Nine Eye, I Love You, but then we do hold, and as soon as I get done with songs, I say hold, and that means he's gonna just get hold time, okay? And I go hold 1 minute, he goes 3 minutes, okay, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. I mean, it's a damn negotiation, yeah. And I'm like, all right. You know, 3 minutes, the kids, he's a tough negotiator. I mean, it's hard, you know, and then I'll set the dadgum timer. Cause I'm like, okay, 3 minutes, not a second more. And I set that dang timer. I say, when that timer goes off, okay. And then beep, beep, beep. It's like, all right, let's go. He's like, all right. You know, when it goes off, but if people think that, you know, business is more out of control, or you can control it. You business is like, you can control so many things inside of the business.
Yes.
Right. I mean, sure, you may not be able to control other people, but in terms of what you take action on, what you feel accomplished about, dealing with anxiety. Jeff Bezos said in an interview, is one of my favorite of all times, I rarely have anxiety in my business because when a problem comes up, I immediately take action on it. Even if it's just sending that first email, it gets the ball rolling, and I no longer feel like I'm sitting in that, oh, I got to do something, or this impending doom. I get the ball rolling. I have control over that. And I just would encourage everybody to listen to your story in the fact that, especially if you don't have children, friends, it's a great opportunity to, you know, realize that you've got actually a lot more free space than a lot of people do who do have kids.
Use it.
And hopefully those routine tips will be useful for you too as well.
You don't mess with kids' routine.
I even took coaching for parenting, believe me. Like, this is how much, like, I tried to train, like, sleep trained her as much as I can. So the routines are massive. Yeah. I try to hack parenting too. Like, literally, if I can,
it's one of these things, though. It's like, as soon as you think
you got it, you're like, I'm good.
Like, one variable changes, and it's like, and you're back to square one.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm the king of ethical bribes and you know, non-abusive threats and, negotiations. I mean, there's no boundaries unless they're going to legitimately hurt the child. But I use all of my tools in many sales and marketing things that you got to get people. Everything's a sales process. You got to sell your kids. You know, you got to sell people around you to do the things that you want, to get what you want. And that could be a whole nother episode. This has been incredible. Thank you too for being on. It's so nice to see you succeeding with this in this unique niche, and everybody go follow these two and learn how to start an Airbnb business. Maybe that will resonate with you. And these two are definitely the two to learn it from. So thanks for your time today. So glad our education was valuable to you in your journey, and come back and keep us posted in a few months. Okay.
Thank you so much, Dave.
It's been a pleasure.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Enjoy your weekend with your son and
you. And negotiating. Happy negotiations. You as well. All right. We'll talk to you later. All right.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. All right, my friends. Go follow Michael and Katrina on TikTok and Instagram at STR Wealth Academy. STR Wealth Academy. What a great interview. Thanks for all the wonderful comments for them. Really, really amazing to have those two on. Just started in January, have already you know, made so much progress in marketing their short-term rental coaching business. It's a beautiful thing to see. It has been another legendary wake up legendary Gale. Fantastic episode. Awesome. Catherine, glad you got value from it. Alan Robinson, great stuff. I agree. Great. Much success. Great couple. Stay legendary. Totally agree. Thank you, Dave, Michael, Katrina. You're so welcome. Incredible wake up legendary. So relatable. Thank you, Michael and Katrina. Ludwig, thanks for being on. Good to see you, my friend. Wow. Just another legendary wake up Friday. So great. They were amazing, said Vicky. Yes, the greatness is never ending. Totally agree. You guys are wonderful. Thank you for being the best community. I had no clue that short-term rentals was even a thing. I will look them up. Absolutely. Look them up over at STR Wealth Academy on Instagram. You're welcome, Danny, for another great episode. Thanks for making it so by listening and chiming in here. Mandy, good to see you. TL, awesome having you here for an awesome show today, my friend. Okay, everyone, glad you're getting so much value from this. What an amazing episode. First Wake Up Legendary, Danica says. Wonderful. Glad to have you here. Yes, it was a great one to watch. See how many different ways you can learn, you can use these skill sets. This really is a wonderful way to take an expertise or something that you're passionate about or something that you want to talk more about and monetize it, right? If you're passionate about something, if you have an expertise, if you just want to learn how, you know, business is done online through selling courses, coaching events, or doing affiliate marketing, this is where to learn. This is these interviews combined with our education make for a unique environment that you can actually make progress. That's our goal, to support you every step of the way. So enroll in our 15-day challenge if you're sitting on the sidelines. Get started there. You can go to legendarymarketer.com/enroll or take our business blueprints. This is our main flagship curriculum and coaching program where we're not only going to give you the blueprint step by step for these core four business models we teach, they sell individually so you can go into whichever one you want. Or as you're going through our challenge, we'll give you a special introductory offer to get all four. But get into those if you're serious about this. Come to a mastermind. You can get information about that on legendarymarketer.com/enroll. Either way, if this resonates with you, learn these skill sets here or, you know what, learn them somewhere else. I just hope that you learn them because they're the future and this stuff's not going away. It's only going to get more important. Happy Friday. We'll see you back here Monday for another episode. If you want to get a text message reminder right when we go live with a link to click over, you can text WUL to 813-296-8553. That gives us permission to be able to text you those links when we go live. That's all we'll ever text you, by the way. And you can join us or just look us up here on Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern time. But that makes it real easy to do. Text WUL to 813-296-8553. With that being said, my friends, Michael and Katrina crushed it today. It's been an honor. It's been a privilege and a pleasure. Stay legendary to Michael and Katrina and all of you listening. We'll see you back here tomorrow, or excuse me, on Monday for another episode. Peace.